Here we are at Studio 6 Music in Witham, recording another session for Phoenix FM. Delighted to be joined by When Rivers Meet.
Hello
Grace. Hi. And Aaron.
Hello.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, because we normally say, how did you get together? But there's a slightly bigger story about how you got together, because you're married, aren't you?
We are, yeah.
So we didn't actually meet through music, did we?
No, we didn't. We met in my local pub, actually.
Through alcohol.
Yeah, through alcohol.
But we didn't actually start playing together straight away, so it took a little bit of time, and then it just seemed a natural progression to start playing together.
Yeah.
Both in different projects, and then it just sort of came together.
Yeah.
So we've been playing together ever since.
That is kind of strange, because I would have expected you to have known each other as musicians
and
met that way.
We're kind of happy that it wasn't like that, because it was a natural meeting rather than...
A work meeting. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I was from Norfolk and Grace was from Cambridgeshire originally. So, and then we moved down.
We met over the border,
back, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, because you're now in Essex.
We are. Yeah.
Grace, when did you start playing? Because you play well. I've seen you play two instruments today. Is that? Have you got any more? Or
I have. Yeah. I've got a list of different things that I like to have a go at.
Basically,
flute
everything.
And a bit of harmonica anything that I
Brilliant.
Can get my hands on, I'll try.
So where did you start? Which instrument did you learn first?
I actually started with flute and sort of piano when I was a kid. And just gradually worked through different things. I've been playing the violin for maybe 8 years or something like that
something
now.
Like
it,
yeah.
Primary instrument is singing for me, but I just love to add in other instruments when I can.
Brilliant. Okay, and Aaron, you've been playing guitar for how long?
Approximately,
it's been a little while.
I couldn't honestly say how many.
I think it's just a case of picking up a friend's guitar and then borrowing one and eventually getting one.
So how long have you actually been playing as a duo?
We've been playing together for probably, a few years, but it's kind of the last couple of years is when it's got serious for us. But before that, it was just kind of, doing
your own
working things and trying stuff out. But the last couple of years are really homed in, and that's, since we've done the album and we've got a bit more serious about it all.
Yeah. Now, you did record an album this year called Liberty.
That's right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about...
So we had the chance meeting with Chris West. We were playing a charity gig together, and he saw us, and then the next day he said, come and have a coffee with us the next day. So we went and had a coffee with him, and he said, do you fancy working together? I think we can do some
pretty really
good
things.
We
hadn't really worked for a producer before.
No, that's right. So we said, yeah, okay. And he said, well, I've got our studio out in Sardinia.
So we had the hard job of finding out Sardinia record out there. So it's an easy sell for someone, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah. So we went and recorded Liberty. So.
Yeah.
How long did it take to record?
We was out there for 2 weeks, wasn't we? But I mean, it didn't get finished out there completely. Mm. Most of it was done there, and then the odd bits here and there. Back here really.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
It took quite a long time, the whole process.
Yeah.
Sort of selecting tracks and getting everything sorted.
That's right.
But we released it in August this year. So
yeah, we actually released it at the Brighton and Sea Festival.
Yeah, we opened the music festival in Brighton Sea.
Nice.
Brighton Sea. So.
It's pretty cool. It's really cool.
How is the writing process with you? Do you both take it in turns, or does one of you write and one of you add into
it? It's a lot of different elements, really. I mean,
it varies.
Yeah, I mean, I might come up with some lyrics, and Grace come up with a bit of melody, or vice versa, and we sort of do it separately, and then come together. And
yeah, we find that's best for us to do things separately, and then we join.
Yeah, that's right.
It just works better for us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going out and playing a lot of gigs in support of the album? Have you been touring?
We have been, yeah. We actually had a really big gig the other night, didn't we?
We did. We played at Olympic Studios.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
The Rolling Stones record producer, Chris Kimsey, invited us to play there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's been really complimentary of the album.
Yeah,
so
he had the album and
we played up
to
in
play
the studios the other week, and we've got loads of other gigs all on our website, and we're just out as much as we can.
That's right.
And you're playing a gig tonight as well.
We are.
In Ipswich?
That's
in
Ipswich tonight,
So, have you had a particular favourite show this year? One that stood out?
Probably the Olympic gig we've done.
That was on Wednesday. And Chris Kimsey done our sound as well.
Yeah, really, such
a lovely man. So it was all a great experience then.
Yeah, it was.
And he's actually invited us back, so we can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
Excellent. Did you get a chance to play any other festivals this year as well?
Yeah, we did. We played some in Ipswich and Dedham. And we played some in sort of Midlands way as well, and we hope to do a lot more next year, so we've got our V-dub camper charged.
Right.
Well, nearly charged. I say charged. Not got any seats yet.
Yeah, not got any seats yet, but it's getting there.
Okay, so other than more festivals, what are your plans for next year musically? Are you going to be more writing and more recording?
Yeah, all that. We're going down to London, doing a lot of things down there, aren't we?
We're really going full throttle next year. We're just going to be playing everywhere that we can. Like you say, we want to write a lot more next year because we've been doing the album, we got so focused on you know, the tracks that we're going to go on. It's going to be great to get stuck into writing again and get some more material for the next album.
Great. So if people like what they hear today, where can they go and find out more about you?
We've got our website, whenriversmeet.co.uk. Of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram, everywhere. But all the links are on our website, so it's probably the best port of call.
So you actually update the website and you put latest news, because some people have a website and they don't really, it's just links to Facebook and so on.
No, it's, you know, it's a full-on website.
It's a proper
thing. Yeah, you can get all out. You can buy the CD on there, download it, all the gigs are listed on there, but most of our updates are on Facebook. So
the website, whenriversmeet.com.
whenriversmeet.co.uk.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. Grace and Aaron, thank you very much for coming down and playing for us today. The tracks were fantastic. We look forward to playing them more on the station, and good luck next year with everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.